Asha, you are the expert on all things Asian, and we're in a room at Bonhams, which is, so we're surrounded by lovely Asian stuff. Do tell me, what is it that we are surrounded by?
So we're surrounded by the various lots in our upcoming Asian art sale. And all around us, we have various pieces of porcelain and bronzes, a few other odds and ends as well, textiles and paintings. We have quite a range. We have a few extremely early pieces dating back to the sort of 16th century. The majority of the furniture is from the Qing dynasty, 18th or 19th century. We have bronzes, which potentially could be from the turn of the turn of the first millennium, although the Chinese have high respect for their past and have been producing imitation pieces for centuries, so it's far more likely they are.
It's quite tricky. You've got to know about your stuff so that you don't just pick up an imitation.
You do, and it's a very broad field as well. You have to know about porcelain, you have to know about bronzes, furniture, and as I say, from several thousand years worth of history. It's a learning curve every week. It's fantastic.
But there's quite a lot of detail in some of these pieces, not just the detail on the outside of, for example, the vases, which we can see with lovely figures on, but all sorts of detail. For example, in this lovely wooden box, which I have no idea what kind of wood that is. You can tell me.
It's a fruit wood. So Chinese culture has a preference for certain materials. There's a hierarchy of materials. Bronzes are very highly prized, and there's a similar thing in wood as well. The more highly figured and kind of warm-toned the wood, the more prestigious it is. And it's been inlaid with what you can see as bronze butterflies here. So you have...
They don't really look like butterflies to me. They look like butterflies with their wings almost the tips touching and above them, I suppose.
You have one butterfly and four bats with a little character.
Yes.
So there's a... Because the Chinese language has many thousands of written characters but only a certain number of sounds, you get lots of puns in Chinese. And there is a pun that five bats sounds like eternal happiness. So you get five bats on places, on lots of pieces of furniture and porcelain. And obviously this chap here had only four bats and a butterfly to match with it. So it's not quite eternal happiness, but it's four-fifths happiness. That's not too shabby.
What do you think will be the most expensive piece in this sale? Do you have any ideas on that at the moment?
We have a beautiful bronze, gilt bronze figure of Guan Yin and her attendant. Through in the other room, which is taken from a specific line in a Buddhist sutra, and we hope it should do upwards of £7,000. We hope a little more, but that's the fun of the auction. You find out on the day.
Do you think this is something which is still in fashion?
Certainly in terms of the antiques market, yes, the Chinese market is still very strong. Chinese economy is booming, and Chinese nationals are keen to buy back their own art. In terms of interior design, I think a lot of the style is quite cross-transferable. I could certainly live with quite a few of these pieces in my house.
Sure, I could too. It's just affording them, isn't it?
It is.
Thank you very much for speaking with me.
No problem at all. Thank you.